This is Chai FM News for Kids.
Welcome to Chai FM News for Kids. I'm Lara, and today is Tuesday, the 14th of September, 2021. The Worldwide Fund for Nature is asking the United Kingdom government to make new rules to stop banks giving money to organizations that are harming the natural world. The WWF says banks should do more to avoid lending money to companies involved in the farming of beef and production of palm oil, soy, or cocoa on land that was once forest. Cutting down forests is called deforestation. Deforestation contributes towards climate change and destroys natural habitats that are home to thousands of species. The Ig Nobel Awards recently announced their winners. The Ig Nobel Awards are a funny version of the very important, very serious, and very famous Nobel Prize. The Ig Nobel Awards are designed to make you laugh first, but also make you think. Here are some of the winners. An experiment that hung rhinoceroses upside down to see what effect it had on the animals. The experiment confirmed that rhinos should always be transported upside down because it takes pressure off their legs. The experiment actually proved it was better and safer to move them in this way. The biology prize was won by Suzanne Schatz for analyzing hisses, howls, meows, and other modes of cat-human communication. The Ecology Prize for using genetic analysis to identify the different species of bacteria in lumps of spat-out chewing gum stuck on pavements in different countries. The winner of the Physics Prize was Alejandro Corbetta and her team for conducting experiments to learn why people walking on the street do not constantly bump into each other. Meanwhile, Hisashi Murakami and colleagues won the Kinetics Prize for conducting experiments to learn why people walking on the street do sometimes bump into each other. The Entomology Prize was awarded to John Mulrennan Jr. and his team for their research study, A New Method of Cockroach Control on Submarines, which basically means getting rid of cockroaches on submarines. The ceremony couldn't take place at its usual home of Harvard University in the US because of COVID restrictions. All the fun occurred online instead. And finally, before we end off today, I have a question for you. What did one volcano say to the other? I lava you. Thanks for listening. I'll catch up with you again tomorrow morning for some cool, awesome Chai FM news for kids. Cheers for now. This is Lara, over and out.